989-8255. We'll be glad to take your call, but otherwise we'll begin to go over my latest newsletter, which we've just wrapped up, and I hate to say it, it's a September newsletter, but, you know, we're about a month behind. Hopefully we'll get caught up here very, very quickly. And under any circumstances, the title is The True Story of 911, Part 2. And I just begin by asking the question, the rhetorical question, have the American people been told the truth about the events that took place on September 11th, 2001? Does a small group of perhaps several hundred people really control most media outlets and most banks and most corporations and both of our political parties and the presidency of the United States? And if that is true, why hasn't anyone told the American people? Well, you remember, if you read my August newsletter, and of course it is available up on the Internet, and I suggest you get it. In that newsletter, I discussed the men in the organization that control most of the wealth of our nation. Some people call them the invisible government or the establishment or the cult hierarchy. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. But how did they obtain their wealth and power, and how can it be that nobody hears about them? And the most carefully kept secret is that they are energized by spiritual entities that bridge the gap between the reality, the world we live in, and the other dimension, because there is another dimension. You remember that film, television series they had on NBC last year called The Medium, about this woman who named Alison Dubois, who helped the district attorney against the bad guys. It was a great program. It had great ratings, very popular, and of course they took it off the air. Why? Because it exposed the fact that there really is another dimension, and Alison DeBaum was a real woman in real life who actually did help the district attorney catch the bad guys. But how did she do it? Why, she had supernatural power, and there's some people who do that. There's some mediums who are simply frauds, and some fortune tellers are frauds, and some diviners are frauds, but there are some people who can actually bridge that gap. And you remember the Gospels, when Paul went into one of the towns and there was this fortune teller, and she had this supernatural power. Of course, when she got in touch with the Christians, she lost her supernatural power. But there is this other entity. And there are many, many people of great wealth and great power in America today who are in touch with these spiritual entities. In fact, if you go to the new Group of World Servers website, now there are subdivisions of the Lucius Trust, which of course is a Luciferian organization, and you go into the sponsors of the new Group of World Servers, you'll find one of their contributors is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Why are they financing the new Group of World Servers along with so many of other major corporations? Don't they know this is Luciferian? Maybe they don't know, or maybe. Well, let's go on. What is the goal of these people of great wealth? And if you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time, the ultimate goal of the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created, which is the prototype of all of these organizations, the goal was to bring the kingdom of God to earth. To bring the kingdom of God to earth. In fact, I did a fascinating interview with Dr. Erdman. I don't know if I can ever get him on this program because he's over in Switzerland. It is possible. Maybe we could if we can talk to them in the studio too. Letting us put the call into Switzerland, we'll have to pay for it, but I wouldn't mind doing that. Because Dr. Erdman is a theologian who actually spent many years researching the things that we talk about here, and he's over in Switzerland now doing a treatise on the bioethics of nanotechnology. Now, talk about something that's pretty far out, but he's written a wonderful book, a doctoral thesis, what is entitled Bringing the Kingdom of God to Earth. That's the story of John Foster Dulles and the men who worked with him between 1919 and 1945. And to most people, that would be probably the driest thing in the world, but as Dr. Erdman brings out, you know, John Foster Dulles led the Federal Council of Churches and used the churches of America to push this idea of bringing about a world government. And John Foster Dulles wasn't a Christian. He was an atheist. But he used Christianity. And, of course, the book goes into the background of how these people actively encouraged Adolf Hitler before the Second World War and financed him during the Second World War. But we can't let the American people know that this small group of wicked people, of whom John Foster Dulles, later to become Secretary of State under Dwight David Eisenhower, and his brother, one of the first director of the Central Intelligence Agency, the Murder Incorporated that still exists in America today, that these people were part of this this little secret group aimed at bringing about the change, bringing the kingdom of God to earth, but not the God that we worship, because these people worship a different God. Their goal is to establish a world government, destroy Christianity, bring the kingdom of God to earth, and enslave all mankind. And they're well on their way to doing that with the Military Commissions Act that was passed just this last week. And where is the outcry from our Christian leaders that they have the right to pass legislation? Number one, saying that the courts cannot evaluate this. Isn't it interesting that they suddenly remembered Article 3, Section 2 for this, but never when they put legislation through on abortion? But the courts cannot evaluate this. It takes the right of habeas corpus away from non-American citizens, American residents, anybody else in the country. They can take away the right of habeas corpus, but then if you're picked up and you are an American citizen and the courts can't intervene, how do you get to court to state you are an American citizen when the courts cannot intervene in this, and once you have been declared an enemy combatant, simply because you helped the enemy, maybe because you were critical of this wicked establishment, this little group that runs our country, and you talk about that, well, you could be considered helping the enemy by exposing the enemy, and you could be declared an enemy combatant. And since you would not have a right to a trial or to appear before a judge, how would you prove that you were an American citizen? This is one of the most dangerous pieces of legislation ever enacted. It does away with the Geneva Convention. It allows torture. It exonerates all the people who committed torture and murder in the past under the guise of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden. He's hiding in a cave somewhere there over there in Pakistan. Or maybe he's been dead for years and they just haven't got around to telling us. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden, back by request.
And Voice of Many Waters invites you to join us
for a special night of praise and worship
and prophetic dance
on Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
We'll be at 3J's Coffee House in Johnstown, Colorado.
For more information, call us at 303-654-9924
or 1-800-205-6245.
It will be a night of prayer and ministry.
So tell your friends and family and we'll see you there.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
If
cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. We've got Rob calling us from Columbia, Missouri. Hi, Rob. How are you doing? Rob, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call.
Fine. Have you called us before?
No, actually, I've just found you, so please excuse my ignorance and what I may want to ask you about. I'm fairly new to some of your shows here. I found you actually on another network and then went to the Internet, and that's why I'm listening at you.
Well, we'll hope you get started. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day. You can listen 5 hours a day and not get a thing accomplished. But what can we do for you?
Oh, my, that's a lot. I appreciate the time. What I want to know about is, I hear you speaking somewhat about a conspiracy and what you feel is powers of darkness, a rule, I guess, not in just America, but all over the world, bringing forth the different manifestations of the one world government and basically an evil plan culminating in end time events here. Am I understanding that right?
Absolutely. We believe there's a conspiracy against God. There has been for many years, and this is coming to its fulfillment and conclusion right now. And all of these organizations, and there are many of them, not simply one or two, but they all have this common goal. They want a world government. They want to destroy Christianity and this intense hatred for the God that we worship.
Very good. I appreciate your response there. What I'm wondering about is, it seems like it's happening on many fronts from what I'm getting from you. It's happening on the medical front, on the spiritual front, on the political front, and the social front, and it's being brought about by different entities on different levels of government. Would that be a fair assessment, you think?
It would be a fair statement, but remember, there are a lot of good people in government. It is just that the people at the very, very top, have been put there so that they can carry out their evil deeds. But the majority of people in government are good people, and we have the advantage is that they are breaking the law, because our Constitution is still the law of the land, no matter what the Supreme Court says, and what we need to do is get back to our Constitution.
Well, that's kind of a good segue into what I really want to get to at the heart of my question, and maybe you could just speak to it a little bit for me if you didn't mind. There are the different people that are in levels of government and in these societies that are fulfilling these agendas that you said are secret agendas. Do you feel that some of them perhaps know exactly what's going on, but then there are a lot of them that maybe see a part of the vision but don't know exactly what they're doing? In other words, forgive me for not articulating what I'm trying to say here, that the leaves that are blown by the wind perhaps would be a good analogy. There's a wind blowing and some of the people are moved to do things and say things that necessarily aren't even aware of what they're doing and saying, and yet it's part of this spiritual wind or this conspiracy that seems to be moving upon the earth, moving and directing people into this dark direction, I guess, whereas some people would know that exactly what they were doing, and they would be very aware of the evil they were perpetrating upon men.
Yes, for instance, you're absolutely right. Basically, if I could make a suggestion, and that is that you get the three pamphlets I've written called The Occult Hierarchy. They're basically my newsletters. You can pull them down off the Internet for free, or you can get the little pamphlets for $9.95. But we put them all together, and there we actually quote from the writings of World Goodwill. Now, World Goodwill is a front for the Lucius Trust, which is, well, it used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, and it is a Luciferian organization, in my estimation, with some of the most powerful people in the world affiliated with it. And basically, in some of their writings, they will say exactly what you've said. Some of the leaders know exactly what they're doing, but many of them, we simply implant these ideas in their minds, and they follow along with our agenda. So you're very astute. You've got it down. We don't know who knows what they're doing and who is being manipulated by this evil force. There really are people out there who have the ability to control other people's minds, as did Henry, Colonel House during the early part of the last century, and I believe Henry Kissinger does today. I believe he is the contemporary of Colonel Edward Mandel House. I think Kissinger knows exactly what he's doing, but of course he doesn't want the people, the public, to know. Just as he guided and controlled the Nixon administration and wouldn't let Richard Nixon end the war in Vietnam and prolong that war for an additional six bloody years. So, you know, he's directing what's going on over in Iraq today, and Woodward's recent book, State of Siege, points out that Henry Kissinger is really guiding American policy in Iraq, and his statement is, the only way out is through victory. Well, he knows that isn't true. He knows, in fact, he wrote a recent article in the Washington Post where he talked about how our alternatives were simply to create a new international order or a global catastrophe, and he spoke of the War of Civilizations. Incidentally, it was an op-ed article in the Washington Post. I think it was on the 13th of September. And if you go to the Washington Post archives, the editorial isn't there. We have it. We were able to get it out of another newspaper. It's titled Leaving Lebanon, but somebody deleted that from the files of the Washington Post. Gee, I wonder who could have done that. But we quote that in our latest newsletter. So we have two alternatives, according to Henry. We either give up our sovereignty and create this new international order or new world order or world government, or we face a global catastrophe. He gives us that threat. And, of course, what he really wants us to do is give up our freedom and become slaves of the people, the master that he serves.
I was reading through some of your newsletters, just doing some precursory reading. And, for instance, like An Angel Rise in the Whirlwind, I think it was from the April newsletter. And
I can't remember them all, but go right ahead.
I'm sorry. Did you need to go, or I don't want to monopolize your time.
You go right ahead. What was the question?
My question is, like in the Angel that Rise in the Whirlwind newsletter that you had.
Oh, yeah, surely, yeah. Right. The Angel, okay. That was the quotation that from the letter that was written to Thomas Jefferson. Actually, this is what President Bush talked about in his first inaugural speech.
Exactly, and in January of 2001, when this when the statement was first made, and it was attributed, I guess, a letter written to Thomas Jefferson by John Page.
Right.
I guess what's confusing to me is that I'm just learning about all this conspiracy thing that's going on. When you start to look at events, and you see them, such as over the weekend, there was a documentary on Barry Goldwater, and it talked about Goldwater and Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, and you yourself alluded to Henry Kissinger, and you start to see some of these events in the light of this conspiracy that there really is, seems to be a concerted movement directing and moving these forces into a specific agenda. You start to see things that you never noticed before, and it's like, this is too coincidental. This is, you know, this is too over the top for this to be coincidental. And so and talking about the angels that rise in the whirlwind, it's like, you know, did George Bush know what he was saying?
No.
Or was he in fact just being influenced? Someone obviously wrote the speech for him.
The speech was written by a fellow named Michael Gerson, who left the employment. He was the George Bush's major speech writer. He wrote that speech and the next inaugural speech. And do you have any idea where Michael Gerson went to work when he left the White House? He went to work at the Council on Foreign Relations.
I see. That makes sense. If the plot thickens, I guess.
Either the plot thickens or the plot sickens, but once you begin to see this, it's like somebody's removed the blinders from your eyes.
Exactly,
and you are
right.
No longer enslaved. You can think for yourself, and you begin to understand what's going on. And it is the most exciting thing when you suddenly can break loose from the chains that they put onto us, and now you are a free man, your mind is free, and you begin to explore this, and you understand that we were involved in this spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and we're losing it because the church has been taken over and our Christian leaders have been compromised.
do you feel that it's beyond hope for the church in the sense, I mean, it's never beyond hope, as the Bible says, as long as there's breath in our body, but in the sense that the leadership of the church has been completely compromised as a whole in the United States, and I know we have to hang on to faith and hope and pray for those in leadership over us, but as a whole, do you feel the church has been compromised to the extent?
Absolutely, but the thing is that God is still in control. If there are enough worthy people here, why, you know, God will keep this country from being destroyed. If they're not, our country is going to be destroyed. This is really in God's hands. We're called to do our best to reach as many people as we can in the time that God has allotted us. But in the final analysis, it's not what you do, what I do, it's what God does. But we are to reach as many people and inform them, and that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. Hey, we've got another caller. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I'm just getting into it learning, but I do appreciate the information you're putting forth, and it's been a blessing to me. It's been an eye-opener.
God bless you. And just go through my newsletters. Feel free to copy them, and if you need documentation, well, you can reach me. We'll be glad to provide it for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless, and bye-bye. Well, who else do we have? We have another caller.
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Jim. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Very good, Dr. Stan.
My goodness, Ricky, this is a national program today.
Yes, yeah, it's great. More people can hear about the truth of what's going on.
Right.
I'm concerned with the fact that the USS Eisenhower strike group is reportedly in the Persian Gulf, at least having been there since Saturday. And, in fact, on Alex Jones' website, he had an article on there that seemed to say that perhaps the Bush administration and the neocons are attempting to recreate a Gulf of Tonkin incident there in order to get us into a war with Iran. Did you have any thoughts on that?
Well, that thought has crossed my mind, too. I don't know what their plan is, but I think, you know, why would you want to poke a stick at a rattlesnake, you know? If you poke a stick at a rattlesnake, it's going to strike back. Why would you put the Eisenhower Task Force, you know, over there in the Persian Gulf, unless you wanted the Iranians to strike back? If you look at and see some of the things that happened, for instance, everybody's heard of the 7/7 bombing in London, or the where they destroyed, I think it was three buses and three train cars and one bus. But what people have forgotten is it happened immediately before they were having an election in London. In England, to determine whether Tony Blair would remain as the Prime Minister. Everybody's forgotten that the Madrid bombing took place about a week before the upcoming elections in Spain. And, of course, that was led to the change in the government over there. And actually, whoever managed this, and if you go to Alex Jones' website, you'll find that both the London bombing and the bombing in Madrid, they were both intelligence operations. And in fact, Alex has a wonderful video, and we're going to start carrying it. It's called Terror Storm, where he interviews a former member of the cabinet, of Tony Blair's cabinet. He interviews another fellow from British intelligence. They all agree that the 7/7 bombing in London was a British intelligence operation immediately before the election. Well, we've got an election coming up now. And what would happen to the psyche of the American people if there were to be an attack on one of our ships over there? I simply ask it as a rhetorical question. I'm not saying it'll happen, but I will tell you it would be the greatest thing for the Bush administration, and it wouldn't even have to be an Iranian attack. We could plant some explosives ourselves or lob a missile at one of our own ships and sink it, just exactly as with the Liberty, the USS Liberty, was an intelligence operation, 1967 war, why the Israelis, working in concert with the Americans, were ordered to sink an American ship and kill everybody on board. And the tragic thing that happened is that, you know, repeatedly orders were given from our own Navy to send, you know, air support to protect the American soldiers on the Liberty. And on two occasions, President Johnson called those planes back, so that our ship would go down, so we would have an excuse to go to war with Egypt and replace General Nasser, Colonel Nasser, who was in charge of Egypt. We wanted an excuse to go to war in 1967. That's what the Liberty was all about. And there were Israeli soldiers, flyers, who didn't want to bomb an American ship. They were court-martialed for disobeying a direct order. Hang on, Jim. We'll talk to you as soon as we get back here at the American Freedom Network.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. Well, it's non-existent, so we just have open lines, 970-689-8255, and we've got Jim calling from Massachusetts. Jim, did that answer your question? Did you have another question?
No, I mean, it does. I mean, history is littered with false flag operations, particularly the United States, when you have Operation Northwoods in 1962, which was engineered to blame Cuba for false flag operations to get us into a war with Cuba.
Sure.
The same thing with the Gulf of Tonkin incident, although it didn't really happen. It was true that the USS Maddox evidently was attempting to provoke the North Vietnamese into a counterattack, which they never did, so they evidently lied that they attacked the ship in order to get us into a greater war with Vietnam.
Remember the Maine, how they got us into the Spanish-American War, and that Pearl Harbor was engineered. Anybody who has not heard our four tape set, our interviews with Robert Stinnett, a naval officer who spent 17 years getting the information and Freedom of Information Act, to the fact that it became very obvious that they knew the attack was coming on Pearl Harbor, and they left those men there to die, and they were quite willing to sacrifice the ships. In fact, Admiral Kimmel had tried to put the fleet to sea, because he was worried there that there'd be a sitting duck in case of an air attack, and of course he was ordered to bring them back, and assured, of course, that the attack was not coming at Pearl Harbor, it was going to come in the Far East. And if you've read Admiral Kimmel's story, with the title of the book he wrote, he tells you how he was constantly getting letters from Admiral Stark, who was Chief of Naval Operations, assuring him the attack was coming in the Far East. He was set up. Those men were left there to die, exactly as the people were encouraged, who were in the South Tower on 9/11, were told to stay at their seats, not to leave the building. And they could look out the windows. They could see the smoke billowing from the North Tower. They could see the flames. They could even see the people jumping out of the windows. And yet they were ordered to stay at their positions in the South Tower, and some of them tried to leave, and they were ordered to go back. And fortunately, at the Morgan Stanley office, the man in charge of security ran up and down the aisles with a megaphone shouting, "Get out, get out, we're under attack." All those people were supposed to die. About 2,500 of them did get out, and that's why, at least in my opinion, immediately after the 9/11 attack, you remember they kept telling us there were 6,000 people who died? There were 6,000 people who died. There were 6,000 people who died. And then, of course, they didn't realize the people were going to get out of the South Tower, and the fellow in charge of security was going to violate what they were being ordered by the megaphone: stay at your seats, you're perfectly safe, the South Tower is secure. And of course, they knew that the other plane was coming in, and nobody has ever asked who gave the order to put the information out on the over the loudspeaker in the South Tower not to get out of that building, that we were under a terrorist attack. But there's so much to the story that has never been told. Anything else, Jim?
No, other than the fact that I can personally recommend Terror Storm. I have the DVD, and it's hands down, it's Alex Jones' best film, showing the history of false flag operations.
We are going to carry that. Alex actually called me about a week ago, 10 days ago, and said, "Can I come on your program?" Well, Alex has done such a great job. I said, "We'd love to have you on," and we had him on twice last week. And then, of course, he had sent me a pre-publication copy of that. I watched it this weekend. We're going to carry it. Alex Jones, Terror Storm, we recommend to our listeners for carrying that. There's also another great new DVD out. It's called 9/11 Press for the Truth. And it's really put out with the help of the Jersey Girls, the four widows from New Jersey who lost their husbands in 9/11, and their effort to get to the truth. And it is magnificent. It really is very well done. Of course, then we carry David Wagner's much underrated film. I think it's one of the best ones we have, The Day That Changed America Forever, because it has the film clip in it from the Council on Foreign Relations emergency meeting held on the 14th of September, 3 days after the 9/11 attack. And you'll see Gary Hart, former Senator Gary Hart, get up and saying, "Well, this incident may give the president the opportunity to carry out what his father had talked about, I think only on one occasion, and that was a new world order." So here's Gary Hart speaking before an emergency meeting of this Council on Foreign Relations held in Washington, D.C., and talking about the new world order. And what's most significant about that is I have the transcript of the meeting from the Council on Foreign Relations, and somebody went through and deleted those remarks of Gary Hart. Now, why would they have done that? We have the film clip. We know it was there. You'll actually see that and so much more on The Day That Changed the World, America Forever. And then, of course, we also carry Dave Van Cleist's excellent DVD in plain sight. So we have those four DVDs. You only have to ask yourself one question. Why did Building 7 come down? Because have you read that article in Vanity Fair magazine for last month, Jim?
No, I haven't.
You need to get it and read it. I mean, because it's very obvious that the reason that nothing was done that morning to stop the terrorist attack was because there were military exercises that morning that simulated the hijacking of planes and crashing them into buildings. But what is the most fascinating thing about that article is that the American Flight 11, and everybody knows American Flight 11 crashed into the North Tower. But this is simply written, the article is written based upon interviews with the people who were at NORAD headquarters. And after American Flight 11 had crashed into the North Tower, Everybody saw it. We know what happened. Why, American Flight 11 kept sending out transponder signals as the plane flew on to Washington, D.C. How could that have happened? If the plane crashed, how could they continue sending out transponder signals? Was it they planting that on the screens to confuse people? Or did Flight 11 continue flying towards Washington, D.C.? And if it did, where's the plane and where's the people? And is anything we've been told true? I don't know. I don't know what happened that morning. All I know is that, you know, there were military exercises that morning, and I think that's so smart of Osama bin Laden to have planned the attack on the very morning when we had military exercises, when all of our fighter planes that should have been guarding Washington, D.C., and the nation's capital were off in Canada someplace. And the one fascinating thing in this Vanity Fair article is the author contacts the man in charge at Langley Air Force Base, which is 100 and some odd miles from Washington, D.C., because there were no fighter planes at Otis, pardon me, at right across the river of the Potomac from Washington, D.C., about 2 miles away, that could have gotten there in just in an instant. But at Langley, when, of course, when they were asked to set up fighters, they refused to do that. Initially, they refused to put the fighters in the air to guard Washington, D.C. And when the author of the article in Vanity Fair talked to the man in charge, he said, well, you see, if I'd put the planes up in the air, they might have run out of gas. And then they would have had to land, and so they wouldn't have been able to get back to Washington, D.C. So I didn't put them because I was afraid they'd run out of fuel, and all the planes from Otis Air Force Base and from Langley would have run out of fuel at the same time. And when I asked Colonel Bob Bowman, who had flown, I think, 101 flights over Vietnam, I asked him about that. He said, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. I mean, if it looks like you're about out of fuel, you put in a call, and the tanker plane comes down and refuels you. The tanker planes are up in the sky all the time to refuel the fighters. Why would they say something so stupid unintentionally? We'll be back here in just a moment.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number, 970-689-8255. And we've still got Jim. Hi, Jim. Do you have another question?
Yes, you were pointing out the false flag operations.
Right.
Webster Griffin Tarpley, the author of the book 9/11 Synthetic Terror, who did an excellent lecture called 9/11, The Key to Stopping World War III, pointed out it was something akin to 15-plus war games ongoing that morning. And when NORAD received the call from the FAA that four planes had been hijacked, the first question on the other end was from NORAD, is this an exercise or a real world?
Right.
Because as far as they know, everything was going on was an exercise. They were trying to distinguish reality from falsehood at that point.
And that, of course, is brought out in the Vanity Fair argument. That's exactly true. Why did they suppress that information? Why did the 911 Commission suppress that information and keep talking about the military timeline instead of bringing out the fact that there were these military exercises that morning? And that was, of course, suppressed in the initial joint intelligence inquiry that took place in 2002-2003. So both investigations, you know, deleted the information of our military exercises that morning, and our planes had all been, most of our planes, fighter planes, armed fighter planes, the Guard America, were off in Canada on a military exercise. So I share your concern, and I think Tarpley's book is very interesting. I haven't been able to document the 15 military exercises, but we know that there were military exercises going on that morning. I think Jim Bovard talked about either 3 or 5. And, of course, the article in Vanity Fair talks about a couple. But whether there was 2 or 15 doesn't matter. There were military exercises that morning, and at least some of them simulated planes being hijacked and crashed into buildings. So why did Condoleezza Rice say, who would ever have thought of hijacking planes and crashing them into buildings? And why did the president say almost exactly the same thing? Who would have ever suspected that do something like that when they both knew what was going on?
Interestingly enough, in closing, Dr. Stan, I'd just like to say that Webster Tarpley's book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, has been reviewed by a man named Robert D. Steele, who has reviewed 770-plus books at Amazon.com. And he points out, looking at his biography. He's a former Marine Corps infantry officer, a former CIA clandestine case officer, and founder of the Marine Corps Intelligence Center. And he fully endorses Webster Griffin Tarpley's book, and hopefully someday we'll be able to get him on a radio program and interview him, too.
I've actually had an interview with Webster Tarpley. It was a fascinating interview. In fact, I think we used it as a tape of the month a couple of months ago. Either we did or we thought about it. So if you want to get my interview with Webster Tarpley, it's available from our 800 number, 544-8927. So, yes, Webster Tarpley is a fascinating guest.
Yeah, as I say, too, it might be good if somebody could get this Robert D. Steele on, who endorses his book. If somebody could get him on a radio program, that would be even
great. Will you give me his telephone number, call me off the air, and I'll get him on, okay?
Okay.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
All right.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Jim calling, and of course, I guess we're just about out of time. But, ladies and gentlemen, these are terrible and frightening and exciting times. Exciting when you know the Lord, when you realize we're involved in a spiritual battle, and that we don't have to rely totally on our own efforts. Now, if I thought it was up to me to save the world and save America, I would just give up. I'd given up a long time ago. But when you understand that this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, a battle for the minds and hearts and souls of the American people, and our job, knowing the truth, is to try to get it out. And your job is to try to get people to listen. And most people don't want to listen because there's a spiritual blindness. But your job is to ask them questions. Why did Building 7 come down? Have you looked at the videos up on the, which are available at Google? All you have to do is go up there and Google in Building 7 and watch it come down, and you'll realize it was a controlled demolition. If they lied to us about one thing, can we believe anything that they tell us? And certainly, can you really believe that a passport that was supposedly in the pocket of one of the hijackers that was in American Flight 11, the plane that crashed in the North Tower. Oh, the passport got out of the hijacker's pocket and out of the flaming wreckage of Flight 11 and out of the flaming inferno there in the North Tower and drifted, just fluttered down and was found on the on the pavement about a block and a half away from the North Tower. Do you honestly believe that's true? Sort of like the story about Corey Lytle, the baseball player for the New York Yankees, he was flying his plane, in New York, and the very day that it crashed, why they had a simulated pictures of it up on the screen. Isn't that interesting? You could see the simulated pictures of the plane flying in cartoon fashion, making a U-turn. Of course, nothing happened with the motor. They made a U-turn. The plane descended rapidly and crashed into a building. And of course, the motor was running when it hit, so there's nothing wrong with the motor. I mean, who was at the controls? Or maybe they weren't even in control of the plane. All we know is that the bodies were found at the base of the building, and there was Corey Lytle's passport. Isn't that a coincidence? Didn't mention they found his wallet. Didn't mention they found his flight log, which you always carry with you, and in your plane. But he was carrying his passport. Why was Corey Lytle carrying a passport? And why did they keep commenting? And you read all the articles about the crash of Corey Lytle's plane, and they always mention that they found his passport there with his belongings, there at the street, and nobody knows why the plane crashed. It was almost as if somebody controlled the plane, did a 180 degrees descending U-turn, and crashed into the only high building, at least at that immediate area, and then, of course, his passport survived. I wonder why they kept mentioning that on television and all the articles about Corey Lytle's passport. You think maybe they were trying to tell us something? Well, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a mile high energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
To mention that this will be the last morning we'll discuss our upcoming conference because we have to have our reservations in the day. If you're interested in attending our all-day conference held next Sunday here in the Monterey Bay area where I live, and believe me, this is a beautiful time of year to be in the Monterey Bay area, the North Shore of Monterey Bay area. And we're bringing in Constance Cumbie and Chris Pinto, and Chris Constant has written extensively about the New Age, Chris Pinto's award-winning film, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Chris will be here, and then we'll have several other excellent speakers. And it's an all-day conference. We'll be serving lunch. If you're considering coming, today is the final day to put in your reservation, because the hotel and the country club wants to know how many people are going to be there. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we are carrying four videos which every American should see. One, it would be Alex Jones' Terror Storm. And then one is the 9/11 Press for the Truth. It's the story of the Jersey Girls, the four widows, the loss of their husbands. But it has so much excellent film footage. You really find it fascinating. It's one of the best videos I've seen. And then, of course, on the In Plain Sight by Dave. And then, lastly, we carry a 9/11, the day that changed America forever, just the day that changed America forever, Dave Wagner's great video. And so we hope that you will order these and watch them and get other people to watch them. Because if we do not expose what happened on 9/11, we dishonor all those people who died that morning. We dishonor them by not insisting we get the truth. And we have not been told the truth. Why did the government suppress the information about the military exercises that were held that morning, or the fact that most of our fighter planes that should have been guarding Washington, D.C. and New York City were off on military exercises in Canada? Why did they suppress that information? And why, of course, did somebody plant those passports? Obviously, the passport did not survive the North Tower. So why and who planted the passports? And, of course, if you want to read the real story of what happened, you need to get the book See No Evil by Robert Baer, where he tells you in the very beginning that, quotes one of the highest-ranking CIA officials who said, off the record, when the dust finally settles, the American people will understand what happened on 9/11 was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. We carry the book. It's called See No Evil by Robert Baer. Why doesn't anybody ever utilize that quotation? It's right there. You need to give our three pamphlets on Foreknowledge 9/11 and read them through and read them through and read them through and understand the truth about what's going on. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of my newsletter, you don't have access to the internet, give us a call at that number, 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a copy of my August newsletter. The September newsletter, if you're a subscriber, is on the way. It'll be available soon. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for radio liberty, love, provision, and protection. I show until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DVCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden, back by request.
And Voice of Many Waters invites you to join us
for a special night of praise and worship
and prophetic dance
on Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
We'll be at 3J's Coffee House in Johnstown, Colorado.
For more information, call us at 303-654-9924
or 1-800-205-6245.